Blog Talk Radio.
And there was a place to feed it right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to Indio Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. Indio Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio, babe. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, you can hit the one. But hey, me, get at me. MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, and see the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show line up for y'all. That's what we do. Sunday, fun day. What's the word? My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's
hey.
Up?
How y'all doing? Hey, how you doing?
All right.
All right.
You
sound like you just got out
of
the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like
everything.
You just got out of the bed. You
woke, you with us? Yeah, I'm good. I'm just trying, get some of my famous Bucard tea popping, you know, 151 with peach and raspberry
Not
tea and trying to be on
the What you know about some Bucardi 151?
That's Puerto Rican rum, ain't it?
It's all good. It has to be mixed in the drink, man, because I ain't trying to fuck with too many alcohols that you could set on fire. Shit, I know I can't really get down with the 151 like that. I'm a tequila head though. You can give me some of Patron or some, you know, a little Don Julio, a little 18, you know, something like that. I get down like that. Honey Dip, how you feeling over there, young lady?
I'm good. Just tired. A little weak,
tired.
That's about it. Yeah. I don't even know why. I've been feeling weak all week. The whole week I've been feeling weak.
Not the whole week. You've been feeling weak all week? Like you had a week back since about a week back? Okay.
I don't know what the hell going on.
Well, we hope you getting better, because we can't be having you broke down and shit like that. You got events coming up. Look, we going to get these announcements real quick, and we'll be right back with that, where they do that at. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, you know what it is, man. You tuned in live right here, All Talk, No Filter, on Dial House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one. We got you. So, Mr. 412, where they do that at?
Hey, yo, son. Let me just say this. STL, are you a fan of horror movies?
You know, not for real. There's some of them I watch, but I'm a comedy person. I want to laugh. Shit, it's enough horror going on out here in this world. But what you got for me? Because I know you've been facing bullshit.
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking because scary movies don't really scare me. It really has
right.
to be a movie that I actually know that can actually happen. You know, a clown, coming
what is
out.
That? What is that? It was my phone.
Bring it down.
Oh. Okay. But it's like I can't really see myself, you know, being chased by a clown or some shit like that. Clowns don't scare me, you know. It's just I can't really bring myself to, you know, be scared by something like that. Now, the type of movies that scare me would be, you know, movies like Amistad, a whole bunch of black people getting kidnapped into, you know, slave ships and becoming slaves. That shit actually happened. I would be definitely terrified of that. And movies like Orphan. This happened in real life. Peep this, follow me. Parents mm-hmm. have adopted a six-year-old girl who was actually a grown woman of the age of 22.
Mm-hmm. you said a grown woman is the age of 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Funny thing is, they adopted her from the Ukraine. Ironically, the movie was kind of set up the same way. They adopted her from, like, Russia and somewhere over there. But they adopted her here in the States by a Florida adopting agency that have taken the little six-year-old girl and made them into their home. Just like the movie. I mean, it's crazy, though, because, you know, the people had her medical records, and her medical records say that, you know, she was 6 years old, and her body looks like she's 6 years old, well, on the outside anyway. But they said that the family members kind of felt like something was wrong with her. You know, she wouldn't interact with the other six-year-old kids. The little girl actually was having periods. She had pubic hair. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't interact with the other six-year-olds, the two parents, Christine and Mike Bennett. After when they kind of find out that, you know, they took her to the doctors, and the doctors was like, in fact, yeah, she's a grown-ass woman for real. She's not no six-year-old. She's actually 22 years old. They just was like, you know what, fuck this little girl. I'm not fucking with her. Well, because they haven't fucked with her. I wouldn't say she's not a midget per se, because there's many different levels of dwarfism, but this one has to where, like, it's not that you're short. Like, the ones that we know that are dwarves are the ones that have, they have, like, the same shape torso of everybody else, but they have shorter limbs and ligaments. This one, this kind of dwarfism actually has a person who, no matter how old they are, they still retain their youthful frame of a six-year-old. But she has, you know, her hormones are kicking in. So she looks like she's six. Her body's saying she's 6 years old, but she has a period. She also has, you know, pubic hair. You know, it's weird. It's weird as fuck. But because the parents have chosen not to fuck with the little girl because she has a record of doing this to other families, just like the fucking movie. Before they adopted Esther, she was going to different family members and being their adopted child and everything. She would try to seduce the father. If the father didn't confirm, she would kill him and everything. And they said the same exact thing. People would be in the house asleep, and she would be standing over them talking about it's not the right time and trying to hurt family members and kill and poison motherfuckers and the family members. So because they found out that she wasn't an actual child, guess what? They left her alone. And because they left her alone, now they have a record of child endangerment. How the fuck you have a record for child endangerment and the child that you adopted
ain't even a child,
motherfucker? That's weird as
hell. I've seen that.
It's fucking weird. So, you know, her name is Natalia. If anybody meet a woman or a kid by the name of Toya, I would suggest you kick her fucking head. Just don't, if you meet a little girl and she has like a Ukraine accent, like one of them Eastern European accents, don't fuck with them. She says she's 6 years old. She's actually 23. She graduated from college and all that bullshit. Don't believe her because there's some shit going on. You fuck around and watch the movie Orphan, Esther. Remember Esther? You know, so this is a real story. Where the fuck do they do that at? Where they charge parents of child neglect? And the motherfucker that they adopt is not even a child. Like, I don't understand. This is supposed to be the United States of America. How the fuck do we let this shit slide? This is weird. I don't know what to say. Yo, Niecy, help a nigga out, because I'm baffled.
I've seen that. It's crazy. I've seen it. Don't make no damn sense to me. Mm-mm. And she looked like a little girl. I've seen the movie years, a long time ago, but
what you talking about? The movie Orphan?
It wasn't Orphan. Yeah, but it was about the little girl. But you know what I'm saying? Because there's been so many different orphans now. You know what I'm saying? But I remember she had there was a grown woman and she put all that makeup on and she had a thing wrapped around her throat, so it covered something, some kind of mark that was on her throat that showed her age. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy that it was something made that long ago, and it turned out to be reality now, you know, present, because I've seen that online where they were talking about it. That's crazy. It's crazy. How you going to charge her if she's a grown-ass woman? But in the record, she's a child. They knew she was fucked up when they adopted her. I mean, the parents didn't know, but talk about the people. You know, they didn't know what else to do with her. How could she survive? You know what I'm saying? They know they helped her ass out.
I mean,
she was trying to kill everybody.
As far as
if I see
something that just doesn't seem indicative of a kid that's the age of six, I mean, I don't see how. Well, we know the system is fucked up. It's fucked up if they're. That doesn't even make sense. That's like somebody, we know how the system is, though. You know what I'm saying? That's like people getting caught up having to pay child support for, they done took a DNA test and the child is proven not to be theirs. But since they signed or since they on a piece of paper, you still got to pay for this child. I mean, they were a victim of fraud. And you still have to, you have repercussions from something that doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't make no sense to me. I'm telling you something. If I have adopted a motherfucking kid and that little motherfucker come in and I ever catch you standing over my bed, bitch, you better run, because I don't play that shit. I'm going to tell you as a grown-ass woman, I don't like people standing over. Don't stand over me. That make me feel some type of way. Like, if I'm sitting down or something, I got, that's a phobia I have now. If I'm sitting down, don't fucking stand over me. If I ever wake up and you just standing over my bed, I will drop kick your motherfucking ass. If you ain't never been donkey kicked, you will get donkey kicked that night, that day, that afternoon, that whatever. You got me fucked up, but I just don't. I just think it's wrong that they're trying to put a penalty on these people who were, they was gangs. You know what I'm saying? They thinking they getting a little kid. That's a grown ass woman. And once the system finds out, how are they still trying to put repercussions on these people and lock them up? It doesn't even fucking that. I don't see how they're going to allow that.
Right.
To happen.
They need the point. They need to point the finger on somebody, because it's like, you know, you need to point their finger on the adoption agency for not actually, you know, for taking the papers from somebody from across seas and not actually thoroughly, you know, checking it out. You know, you actually sending, you know, like, how can you not know that this was a grown woman? You know, there's, you know, if motherfuckers could see through your tax returns and everything like that, and go back through history, through your childhood and everything like that, I don't understand how something like this could actually be pushed through. Now, this is making me seem like there might be cases like this that happen a lot more often. This isn't just one that just fell through
the
cracks, because
You know what? We got plenty of kids in the United States that need homes. They should get some from over there, just like we got plenty of motherfucking people who hungry in the United States. But you'll feed other people in other areas. Take care. We got plenty of homeless people in the, you know what I'm saying, in the United States of America.
Yes,
put some homes, trying to build some homes over there. They got hands. They got hands. They got feet. They got brains. You know what I'm saying? Let them build their own shit. I mean, I'm just saying.
If you think about it, all these celebrities that go elsewhere and they adopt all these kids, you know, they get 4, 3, 4, 5, how many motherfucking kids, like even Angelina Jolie, and if you think about it, they got like 6 kids. None of those kids are from here. Why do you, like you said, there's so many kids here who need assistance, who need homes, who need help, who need food, who need just a loving somewhere, something. And you have to go elsewhere. I've never could wrap my mind around why people do that. And there's so much going on here. That's just like when soon as something happened somewhere else, prayers to such and such and such, and all my prayers go out. Motherfucker, we need prayer over here. Do you pray for any of the shit that's going on over here right now? Because we in a fucked up way. You know what I'm saying? So I never really understood why people spend time and going through all the paperwork and all this to bring kids here, like there aren't kids here who could use that assistance. And then you got more paperwork and shit you got to go through. They might have to have different type of vaccinations and things of that nature that they would have. You know what I'm saying? But if I go to the motherfucking doctor and I got a cough, a doctor says, well, hey, have you been out anywhere outside of you in the past 30 days? But you bringing kids and shit. They don't want the motherfuckers over here no way. How the fuck you get them over here? Shit, we trying to keep, they trying to keep them out now. But how the fuck you get them? Why you know what I'm saying? It's too much going on over here where people could use some help. So I can never, I have never been able to wrap my mind around any of that, because I'm still trying to figure out, when I see these whack ass commercials, how the fuck it take more, you have to put in more to take care of an animal than it costs to take care of a kid. I still don't understand those motherfucking commercials, those little sad ass commercials they be having on with the music and the violin and shit playing and all that. I still don't understand how it take more per month to care for a fucking dog than it does a actual human being. I still don't understand that. So don't get me the fuck a lot. Don't ask me, because you know what the fuck I'm going to say. I'm just saying. I don't get it. Anybody got an answer? Help me out. Because I don't get it. You know, that shit's crazy to me. And I think the fact that it slipped through the system just goes to show how many cracks it is in the foundation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. How does somebody even get away with that? You know, coming over here, you grown. You 22. Posing as a sister. Why the fuck is not she not getting in trouble for impersonating? You're impersonating a child. Why is she not in trouble? Why are they trying to nail the parents or the supposedly parents or what they thought was, you know, they were victims of fraud. You know what I'm saying? Why are they not going for her for impersonating a kid? I can't wrap my mind around none of that shit. You know? Like I said, it just goes to show how crazy and how many cracks is in the fucking system. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say. I hope that they don't, you know, nothing, no repercussions come to them. If anything, her ass needs to go down. I hope she go down and don't try to put her in juvie neither, because that bitch is grown. Put her in grown people jail. She's grown. Fuck that. Don't be trying to slip her ass in motherfucking juvenile hall some motherfucking work. Okay. She's grown. You know, she need to suffer the same repercussions that anybody else would. And she's smart as a motherfucker because she knew what she was doing. She was intentionally being deceptive. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I get her ass. That's all I can say about that. Get her ass. I ain't even mad. I ain't got no remorse, none of that, for whatever she go through. That's on her. So I just hope the people, you know what I'm saying, that went through it, I hope they can heal from it. And I hope that doesn't deter them from maybe trying to, you know, if they can't have a kid or whatever their circumstances is, I hope it doesn't deter them from not wanting to reach out and maybe go through that process. But shit, stay over here. Shit, stay over here. Get somebody from over here. You know what I'm saying? Shit, they need help.
Right.
You know?
True, period. Period.
All of them. You did? So, hey, I don't know about all that, but I guess we got to pay the bills somewhere, man. I guess we're going to get into a quick break, you know what I'm saying? A little 420 break. I know it's 420 somewhere. Smoke them if you got them. And we'll get into a break, and then we'll be right back, and let's see what's popping with the hot seat. Let's go with the Offset Cardi B clout. Let's go.
Run out the street to a penthouse. Just cut out the street to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
They can talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it because I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek these niggas all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG, the D.
No cure. Anything for clout.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Clout.
Do anything for clout.
Yeah.
They do anything for
clout. Anything.
Do anything for clout. Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Place.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. The nigga be tripping, but we love, yeah. Swapping our cars with my bitch. I bought her the limo, she bought me the race.
Swap it.
Practice, make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never.
I see the out of the snake.
I see the soul out of the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rats,
the blog and the media fake. Shouted DM me, I'm straight. I'm not gonna bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sipping no toxic waste.
Look.
On the low with your bitch and it's great.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Roger that said we in shape.
Jason.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 mil in the safe. Just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap. My kids gotta have money. Not just me.
Back.
It's selfish.
Oh, I took the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Oh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
World is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip, and you cannot help it.
Cut out the street to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG, the D.
No cure. Anything for
clout.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Clout.
Do anything for clout.
Yeah.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mom still say what he wants to. Push it through wet like a big bitch. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Bitches even wanna start fake beef. To sell a little weave in a mixtape. They know I'm the bomb. They're ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean. They traffic is slow. Somebody just got a project to launch. Just for being tame, they'd rather be wild. Bitches is bendy, they wanna be down. Soon as these bitches got something to sell, they say my name, Destiny Child. Everybody wanna be lit, everybody wanna be rich, everybody wanna be this. If fuck you, I'll hate me, bitch. Free my problems, you can suck my dick. That's talking, I'm calling it out. Public opinions from private accounts. You not a check, then you gotta bounce. I got the drip, come get it now. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. Bitches is mad, bitches is trash. I feel the grouch. See me win, they gotta hurt. Ooh, ooh, ouch. Say when they see me, what they gonna do? Bitch, not from the couch, back.
Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout.
Okay, yeah, hey. If you're just not tuning in, you're here live with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something personally, y'all know that was that Offset Cardi B clout. Okay, so we on to the hot seat. Okay, so recently, I don't know if you guys know of Bethany Frankel. Bethany Frankel is the genius behind Skinny Girl Alcohol. She's a billionaire now. She has her hands in a million and one pots. But she has a shapewear line. So recently, she has a 9-year-old daughter, and she did a live kind of, I guess, advertising her shapewear line. So in the video, her daughter, 9 years old, was behind her and kind of she was playing, you know, like fondling her breast as far as, you know, over the shapewear. But, you know, people got kind of, you know, lit about it online and were saying about, you know, how they thought this was like so ridiculously inappropriate. Now, I saw the video, and at 9, I don't think it's – I know as a kid, you know, we might do things – young ladies, you know, when you're younger, you know, you played in your parents' lipstick or maybe tried to wear their heels, you know, clopping around in their heels or maybe, you know, walked around with their purses and stuff like that. But as a 9-year-old child, was she wrong for going live and letting the little girl constantly – I mean, she did it for a couple minutes. It's not like she did it and then she was done. I mean, she's physically – from behind her, kept fondling her from the front, and she kind of made a joke about it on her live, saying, you know, get this, you know, the shapewear, and they'll also ship a 9-year-old to squeeze your breasts when there's no one else or when there's no one else there, and she tried to make a joke out of it. But let me, Niecy, I need you to tell me at 9. For her to do that on the lab and to continue to allow her kid to do this, was that appropriate? And at 9 years old, is that appropriate to do?
Hell no, that's not appropriate. Yo, you know, I'm going through something like this kind of shit. Well, not like that because mine don't do that shit. But I'm just saying, once you start that kind of shit with babies, kids like that, it's going to be extremely hard to stop that kind of stuff. It doesn't stop like that. You know what I mean? You start in some shit, that little girl going to be running around squeezing on herself. It's a step towards promiscuous. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to start no shit like that. That's crazy. And she think that shit cute. Later on, she'll be trying to whoop her ass with shit she's going to be doing. My, you know, I'm just going to say, I know kids that, you know, young like that and are promiscuous, and that shit is not cool. It's not in any way, shape, or form, and it ain't cute. And she need her ass whooped as the parent. And why she got her sitting on her lap doing that anyway? Why are they recording it?
Well, yeah, why record? That was the problem. People was mad, like, why would you put that out there? Once she's 9, she's standing up and she's like showing off her shapewear. You have to see this video. But the little girl is behind her, and she just constantly kept, you know, continuously for, like, not once. She just kept doing it. And she just thought it was cute and kept allowing her to.
Well, you know what? Because that's something that normally goes on. That's something that normally goes on, evidently, in their household. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, or wherever they were doing it at. That is something that it wasn't a, like a
caught off guard thing. That's something that they normally do. It's not brand new. If she was comfortable with it, it's something that happens. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody usually when somebody just come up and go touch you in a certain way, your first instinct is to slap their hand. You know, that's whether it's an adult, man or woman. When somebody touch you, you be like, move, you know what I'm saying? Or stop, you know, you hit them instant. So that's something that has been going on since the beginning of their time. You know what I mean? And that's not brand new. And that's why that child feels comfortable doing it, because she's been doing it. That's the kind of shit that somebody will call CPS on your ass about.
412. What's your take on that? What do you think? And well, let me, before you answer that question. Now, do you think that it would have been a difference or a different reaction if that was a 9-year-old? What if it was a little boy and not a little girl? What do you think about that perspective of it? What if it wasn't a little girl? What if it was a 9-year-old boy? Do you think she would have sat there and did that? And do you think that was even appropriate? What's your opinion?
My opinion is, first of all, I would have to check to see if that 9-year-old girl was actually 9-year-old and not 22.
Was a good one. That was on time.
I would have to check some things out for a minute. But it's a little weird, yo. That's just a little weird. You said this was for like a curved line, like
she had on like the you know, the thing. Not that she's skinny, you know, not that she needed to be pulled in, but you know, it has the bustier part, and it comes down right, you know, past your, you know, midsection, or what other people call right at the fupa. I don't know where that word came from, but you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, right there, you know, right above the JJ, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of stops right there and covers, you know, the breast and all that and comes down right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just, you have to look at the video. It is a little off-putting that she kept allowing her to do it. I mean, it's not like she did it once or just came up behind and did it, and then she goes, you know, stop playing. She just kept letting her do it, and then actually made a joke about, you know, when you get your shape where Wilson, you also get a 9-year-old kid to touch your breast. You know, like, I'm like, you know, it was very weird. I thought it was very off-putting.
Especially since we're in the days of sex trafficking, we can't joke about stuff like that. Like, that's not cool.
That you can't. You can't if you got money.
Nah. That's
shit.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. I don't know. That's a little strange. Like I said, for me, I would have to check to see if that girl's like 22 rather than 9. Because if she's 22, then she's of age. She can do whatever she wants. So.
She was killing me
with
this.
Rap star. Stupid.
You know, I'm not gonna do it either. I wanted to, you know, the internet was really, really, you know, buzzing about it. It was split down the middle. Some people was like, oh, you know, I, you know, would play with my kids like that, and I'm thinking, I was like, I would have smacked the shit out of my kid if they came up and did something like that. Like, girl, what is you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you preteen, especially at a, you know, that preteen age where
you know
you're discovering you and your body.
I mean,
and you know,
I know girls that are young mothers and they have all girls, and you know, their house is like literally like a girl gym locker. So they might have, you know, some type of closeness that we would be like, that's kind of odd or strange to, you know, look at. But if you were looking inside their house, it's like what Nisi said, this could be like an ongoing thing. They could play around like that. Not that there's anything like sexual going on, but it could be like a girl's gym locker. Like how many guys, like if you had like a family full of men, you had a father and he was...
Guys walk by and slap each other on the ass. Now, I'm going to tell you.
I was going to say, I was gonna say something a little something like that. Not like that, but
the
what
girls,
if you had like you
know
a father and you
have
they do. Yeah, like niggas will go and do like ball taps and everything. Like ball tap, boom, you know, and they do like weird
shit. Ball
like
tap?
I seen
y'all
it.
Punch each other in the nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do shit. Like I know boys that are my homies that been around an environment where it was just men. And when you have a house that's with just men, it's just as ratchet if you had a house full of women. It's just because it's a house full of women, they tend
mm-hmm.
to do stuff that's more, you know, something that a woman would,
and that's
you know, be with. Where if it
I
was
mean,
a guy, you
like,
know, you'd be like.
It's not like grown women might not walk around. Like you having a slumber party, you might walk around and give them a titty twist or something, but that's grown woman. That's a grown woman and a little kid. She's still a kid. She ain't nothing but nine. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's
but
like
we,
y'all know,
when you
in
have,
the locker room, y'all all around the same age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If y'all walk by, punch them in the nuts, aha. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a difference. Just that's my opinion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a difference.
Right. You know, sometimes the adults, they could be just as immature as the kids, you know. You have a lot of times where, especially in this day and age, you have parents who are more inclined to be more their child's friends than actual parents.
Facts.
So when you have a child who's about the age of between 6 and 9 and everything, and you have the parent who's about 25, 26, 27, who has a young mind anyway, you know, a lot of their young mind and shit is going to match, you know, their child, you know, because it's like, you know, they're still in tune with their, you know, girlness, even though they're, you know, adults and they are moms as well. Some of the things that they might joke about or things that they might say within their comfort or their own homes might be a little different than somebody else. It's just how they're raised or it's just how they are. They are in tune to their children in a different way. I don't think, me personally, I don't think it was more like a sexual thing. I just think, like I said, when you have a household that's full of women, you would know there's certain things that and they might joke about, just like if there was a house full of men, there's certain things that you would think that's very unorthodox, nasty, trifling, or just downright ignorant, but that's how their household is, you know. That's just how it is. But you're going to have people voice their opinions, especially if you record it and put it on the internet. Of course, you won't have a whole bunch of motherfuckers voicing their opinions. That's just how it goes, you know. But
okay.
I don't know.
I can dig that. Okay, but let me see how y'all feeling about this, because this keeps resurfacing. This was talked about, you know, a little earlier on, but it keeps resurfacing. T-Pain, we all know T-Pain, Mr. Auto-Tunes, Teddy Payne, you know what I'm saying? We know who that is. And also was the last season's winner of The Masked Singer, you know what I'm saying? So he had a brother who was very sick, and his brother ended up passing away. So people were kind of attacking him in regards to saying that you got all this money and stardom, yada, yada, yada. So why is it you didn't pay to make sure that your brother stayed alive? So what I need to know is, well, first of all, his clapback was, since you guys are just want to talk about it, money can't solve everything. He said his brother was doing better. He got out the hospital. He was with family. He fell. He hit his head, and he didn't bounce back from that. So he's like, well, how does money fix that? My thing is, and I want to go to the bag lady first. Bag lady, you ready? Okay. So if you got money like that, are you obligated to take care of other people, family members, friends? If you have money like that, are you obligated to take care of other people? Does that automatically obligate you because you got it?
You're not obligated. It's the right thing to do to help when someone is ill like that. I feel like it's the right thing to do. I myself came across quite a bit of money at one point, and I took care of a lot of people in my family, them, their kids, their grandkids, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, now that I don't have what I had then, you know what I'm saying, it's you feel the difference. But when, you know what I mean, that was just being nice. But I feel like myself, if someone is sick and he has, because we know T-Pain went through that broke situation too, you know what I'm saying, but if he had that lump sum of money like that and a person is ill, it's not just buying clothes and shoes. It's keeping
well,
a person alive.
Well, he spent $2 million. He spent $2 million towards the medical bills, because that's not what actually killed him. Like, he got out. He got out, and he was with family.
Mm-hmm.
He hit his head, and he didn't make it after he hit his head.
So it's like a blood
He ended up dying from the you know, the trauma to the head. But my thing is, I mean, prior to that, when he was initially in the hospital, he spent like $2 million towards the care.
So there
you know
was
what I'm saying?
That he would get the care that he needed after hitting his head, probably an aneurysm or a blood clot. Who's to say that might not even, you know what I'm saying? They might have been telling him the chances. People don't know the deep, you know what I mean, the deep root of what's going on. Because it might have been like, even if going and doing all that, he might not have survived it anyway, you know?
Right.
We don't know the whole outcome because, you know, the head is definitely a area that you got to really be careful with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't like he was going buying shoes and clothes and furniture and shit. Like, I was helping motherfuckers with bullshit, you know, unnecessary shit. Yeah.
Right, I was
going to
say,
around,
really?
Yeah, I was helping family members with all type of, you know, I mean, some things they needed, like they rent paid and this, that, and the other. But, bitch, you know, I'm like, the things I know now that I didn't know then, I was just too fucking helpful. You know
Do
what
you
I mean?
Think that they
but
actually paid it? Or did you put
money
in somebody's
hand? I sure did. One of my cousins, she gave me all my money back. You know what I mean? She paid like $100 a month. But the one of my other cousins, that bitch, I ended up having to take her to court, okay?
Huh.
Because it was multiple upon multiple upon multiple times. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't done yet. If she's listening,
absolutely,
they say
cool
20
you
years. They say 20 years. Bitch, we on 17.
Niecy going to court in 2020.
Nah, you know, I already went. I'm about to file the papers with the banks now. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Now I know she working good, things going good. Bitch got a car. You'll be selling it.
You say you coming for it.
They'll be selling it.
I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm coming for mine. I'm coming for mine. I went on a judge show before. I will go again because they pay your ass right away. You have your motherfucking check in 30 days. Yeah.
Well, see,
so,
she didn't even have an excuse when the shows asked her. You know what I mean? She didn't have an excuse. She couldn't say why she hadn't paid me. And you think 17 years? I got a good interest on that shit. You know what I'm saying? I got the paperwork been sitting up here right on the TV stand. Ain't going nowhere. I'm on my way.
Not you on your way.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's been on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, when it's somebody who's sickly, I do feel you should help. But, like, we really don't know the details to what actually, you know, what the doctors say. Like, for real, people, fans and people on the outside be talking shit, but they don't really know. The doctor might have told him that it was so, you know, the injury to his head and his skull or whatever, it could have penetrated whatever, and the brain fucked up. It doesn't make a difference no matter how much surgery we do. You're going to prolong his life and he ain't going to be right anyway for another extra week. Dude, shit, I wouldn't have spent the money either. the fuck for it comes to something like that, an extra week. We really don't know. As people, we jump to the conclusion. You know what I'm saying? Versus knowing exactly what's going on. And he ain't got to explain all of that. Shit, he ain't paying. The fuck? We know that now. Yeah. Man, don't. So I think, just, you know, speaking on his behalf, is I think there was more to it. If he paid, like you said, that $2 million the first time, I don't think that he just didn't give a fuck and didn't want to pay it the second time. I think that it wouldn't have made a difference. He would have died regardless. So why pay? I'm pretty sure that he done sat down with a number of doctors. You know, the man done had the best of the best of the best doctors. It's his brother. I'm sure he didn't just, you know, but he ain't obligated to explain that shit to the fucking fans. And fans and people, you know, that's watching, they fail to understand that every type of celebrity status, they're human beings too. You know what I'm saying? And they got to live life on life's terms also, just because a motherfucker got billions or millions of dollars, $10 to $100. Motherfuckers, if you have any type of celebrity status, they're human beings too. That don't mean just throw the motherfucking money in the garbage. You know what I'm saying? If it's not going to benefit. And I just don't believe that. If he paid it the first time, I don't think that he wouldn't have paid it the second time.
I say just because you have it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't obligate you to do shit. Well, just understand that just because you may have it, that doesn't mean you're obligated to come up, have to come up off your money. I mean, it would be nice. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm the type of bitch, I'll give you a loan. Like you said, Niecy, you just wasn't up. They were supposed to have paid you back. They just didn't.
Yeah. I haven't forgotten, and she done asked me for a little $10. She done asked me for a little $10 here and there. You know what I'm saying? A little bitty shit. She sells sex toys. I could never forget going over. You know, I only went. I really didn't give a fuck. I only went to her motherfucking house just to see how good business really was going. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm never going to be on the outside. I'm going to know what's going on the inside when I'm counting my check. You know what I'm saying? So I went over there and seen she wasn't living too goddamn good. You know what I mean?
That's like you loan a motherfucker, some money, and then they be like, "Oh, I'm trying to do this." And the next week, then by the end of the week, they at the mall. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on, but wait a minute. You just said,
I went over there. She's selling little sex toys. You know, I'm still paying for some of the shit that I want, but I'm like, oh, bitch, I should be getting this half price or for free. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Bitch, you
can you send me a couple of bullets?
And your shit is over fucking priced. Is you fucking kidding me? And your shit is overpriced. And I went, just like I said, I ain't going to do something for no reason. You know what I mean? I just popped up over there, you know, just to see how business really was going. You know. But now that I know she's doing a lot better, I'm coming. Tanya. I'm coming, Tanya.
Not she dropping the the Tanya out there. Okay, Tanya.
Y'all
better,
know.
You better get a girl of money. Rapstar, if you had it, I'm not even talking specifically about his situation, but If you had a little knot, do you feel like you would be obligated to have to come off of your money?
It depends on who's the family member. To me, it just
family member,
on who.
It depends on who.
I know off tops, you know, certain family members. If I had it, they automatically would come to me and everything like that, asking for the handout, but I would always remember, you know, when I was down, who helped me out. You know,
exactly.
I don't have a problem, you know, helping out, because I do that anyway. You know, I get my new car this Saturday. This Friday, Saturday.
Congratulations.
Hey, all right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
my stepmom called.
Back on your feet.
Oh, yeah. My stepmom calls me today and asked me, she was like, are you getting a truck? I said, no, I'm not getting a truck. I got like a little SUV kind of thing. And she was like, that's kind of like a truck, right? I'm like, no, a truck is a truck. A SUV is an SUV. Off top, she tells me when I go get it, she got some two dresser drawers that she wants to get. We put one in her car.
Look,
we
she
put
planning
mine.
Your
this
shit
is before
already.
I even,
you ain't even got it
this
yet.
This is before I don't even got my car, and she's planning to do shit and everything like that. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, so, but I know that there's point in times where, you know, I needed her to, you know, do some stuff and without, you know, she might bitch and complain at the moment, but eventually she do get around to it. So I know there would be certain family members that I would extend that. If I had it, I got you, you know. But if there's family members that we only speak during we only speak during family reunions, and if I see you on Facebook or we ain't friends, and I see you on Facebook, people we may know, and I do not actually care to hit friend request on you. You be that family member that I'll be like, excuse me, sir, miss. You know, but like I said, but as far as his thing with his brother is concerned, first of all, why is everybody giving a fuck about what he's doing for his brother? Like Nisi said, they don't know anything. They just take a little bit of piece of information and say, you know, you got money, you could have prolonged it. Well, most motherfuckers don't want to be if they're in a sick situation. And there's a lot of people would tell me, if I'm in a situation where I can't even take care of myself, pull the plug. Ain't no amount of money going to help
That's
me,
how I feel.
You know, be certain things. So it's like, if I can't, like my dad said it, you know, he was like, if I can't take care of myself, if I can't, you know, do the basics, like wipe my ass or some shit like that, and I'm sitting up in a bed like a vegetable, that's no way of living. So why would you?
Yeah, you ain't living.
Right, you ain't living. But a lot of people, they don't think about that because they're so much thinking about themselves and how they feel. It's kind of selfish, you know, because they don't want to let go. They know this man is in a coma for about like 10 months, and the doctor said he ain't going to come out this motherfucker. But because you're not ready to let go. Yeah, they're not. There's people
who ain't even coming to the hospital to see him. Them the same
right.
people don't give a fuck. They ain't been up there
right.
but once out here. And you want
right.
to leave them sitting up there fucked up. Them usually
right.
is the same mm-hmm. people.
Right.
Crazy. That shit's insane. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Stop trying. This is my thing. I'm going to leave with this shit at this. Don't try to fucking dictate people money. And if you owe motherfuckers, give them their fucking money. Don't try to dictate their money. You don't know what the fuck people got going on or none of that. You don't know what kind of, it don't matter how much money you got or how much little money you think a motherfucker got. You don't know what my bills look like. You don't know none of that.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you in my shoes and you paying my shit, you stay the fuck, stop pocket watching. Quit fucking pocket watching.
Mm-hmm.
Stay, if you minded your business the way you mind my fucking pockets, your situation would be a lot fucking better. But anyway. Before we get up out of here, we got to make sure Nisi get her issue off. Nisi, do you have anything for your honey dip thoughts? Or you need to get anything off your chest?
What? My life's been kind of calm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I ain't been feeling too good this past week. But, so, I just had today a little situation. You know, I ain't really let it bother me because, you know, I'm so tired of you fake-ass motherfuckers out here. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Like, when you contacting, and this is for everybody, because it done happened a number of times this week, you motherfuckers be contacting for bookings, for a shoot, and you say your companies, or even if you're a talent, and you contact me, and I tell you, you have to speak to my manager. I do that for a reason. Certain talents that I'm already familiar with or whatever, I can work something out with them myself. But you ones that I know nothing about, like you brand new or you've been working with a company that I really, you know, I don't care for, and I watch everything. if someone contacts me and you are talent and I'm not really truly familiar with you, I am kind of friends with quite a few people, and if I don't know that person who you claim you worked with or whatever, I will ask someone else, and someone else will ask someone else. I'll get down to the nitty-gritty and find out. Don't contact me saying, oh, I want to work with you, this, that, and the other, and then, you know, you say, well, I've been emailing your manager, and he hasn't responded. Don't you think he's my manager for a fucking reason, because I have a one-on-one rapport with him? If, you know what I'm saying? I can call, I can text. You know what I'm saying? I could send a motherfucking bottle in the water. I could something to his ass. That's my fucking manager for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We may be in two different states, but at the end of the day, I can send it with social media, emails. Hell, I have 3 phones. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, there is some fucking way that we're going to contact one another. You know, so you see you emailing him, and then he's calling me and telling me, I've been emailing this motherfucker for the last 4 days. I'm being specific. He says he's been emailing someone, a male talent, for the last 4 days. Then I decide, let me just jump back in, intervene, and I send a message to the same male talent that contacted me from the beginning, and then a motherfucker tells me, well, it's about money. The money not there right now. Well, bitch, you knew it was about money when you first fucking contacted me. You
right.
knew this. Because it has to make sense for me to do content exchange with someone. Nobody knows you, and nobody, is it benefiting me for me to do a content exchange type thing with you? Nobody knows you, so I'm probably not going to get no sales from it. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, you don't even have the look that I would be looking for my site. So, of course, I want to get paid for it. You know what I mean? How the fuck you going to contact me and say you want to do business? And, bitch, I've been around coming up damn near 8 years in the industry. You don't think I know all the ins and outs and the scams and all that bullshit you motherfuckers be trying to do? This motherfucker gonna say, well, if I'm paying for it, then I'm keeping everything. And duh. Bitch, I've been around quite some time. You know what I'm saying? You deal
right.
with my manager. There's no more conversation for us to have, of course. I know the ins and outs. And so I sent him a message and told him it is business etiquette. He emailing you, you motherfucker should respond back. He been in the industry longer than my manager been in the industry and having dealings with the industry longer than I've been in the industry. And very well known.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then I got a motherfucker today with the fake shit, all these fake producers. If you don't stop. Talking about he want me to be in his movie. Okay, well, here's my manager's information. Because with those 12 followers you got, I don't know much about it. Can you send me a link? You know, and not for nothing. Listen, all 12, listen. You can count that on 2 hands and 2 and add 2 extra toes. Okay?
Mm-mm.
Come on. You got to be kidding. I'm so tired of the fake shit. You know what I'm saying? I can usually sometimes deal with people who are already in the industry. New people, I prefer my manager to handle those things due to the fact that I want to cross my I's and dot my T's. I don't want to do something that I'm going to regret later. You understand? Or something that's going to make me cut your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want you putting all my anything with me. If you paid me for it, I don't give a fuck what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? But if it is something where we have an agreement upon, the material, I don't want it up on the free site. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you make it hard for me to get some money out of it. The fuck I look like shooting with a motherfucker, and he put the whole goddamn thing on the free site. So what happens with my portion of it? I don't get nothing because you done put it all up for free. And everything I do, anything and everything I do has to make sense. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sense turning a dollar. You understand what I mean? I'm just in this
make
for
it make
it's
sense,
a
y'all.
Business. It's a business. I love everybody just about. Some of you motherfuckers I can't stand. But majority of the people in the industry, I love them. You know what I'm saying? These my people. But come on. You new people, newcomers and stuff, come correct. I tell you, contact my manager for a reason. All that, well, I don't want to deal with a manager. With a bitch, you don't want to work with me. It is what it is. And for me, you know what I'm saying? If you already know, most of these people already know of my manager. You know he's been in the industry for quite some time. Drop that bullshit. You don't want to deal with a manager. Why? Because you up to some sneaky shit?
Mm-hmm.
I do understand that mainstream companies don't always like to deal with the managers due to the fact that some of the managers be pimps. But I'm here to tell you motherfuckers, first and foremost, Ralph Terry ain't no motherfucking pimp. He ain't even got pimp material. He ain't even pimp material. Trust me when I say so. But he is very protective. He's very protective of all the girls, even the ones that are he doesn't manage. He is best friends with a lot of the mainstream girls. Like, when they have problems, they are on his phone morning, noon, and night. They will go to him before they'll go to, you know what I'm saying, someone who's close to them. So when I direct you to him, I'm directing you to him because this is how I handle business. I ain't doing this because I just want to get my pussy wet. Trust me, I ain't lacking for men or women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can get this motherfucker wet whenever I fucking feel like it. I choose not to be fucking and jumping in and out the bed 24/7. Trust me. Bitch, don't fuck like that. Purposely. This shit is good, tight, and wet.
Ow.
Business
is business.
Tell me how
to get in contact with you, man. Look, we're going to get out of here. Tell them how
to get in. Neesy. No, it ain't funny. It's real, though, man. This shit is so fucking annoying. I'm having a good week, but then these games, you know what I'm saying? Stop playing games. Get your motherfucking money up and come correct. Niecy,
right.
Honey, did on everything. My manager is, you can book the Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. He's very legit. Again, Niecy Honey Dip on everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything with my name, please, anything that has an underscore in it, it is not me. Those are fake pages, okay? And get your voting on for AVN, please. You have to register, you know what I'm saying, your email, and whatever name you're going to use to put up there, and then you can go in and vote. I need them votes regular. Y'all know I'm the underdog, being a black girl. Okay? Love you.
It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can hit me up on my second one, Cameron Cortez the second. Also, hit me up on Twitter, Rapstore412. Hit me up also on YouTube, Rapstore412. You know what it is.
Hey, that's what's up. We appreciate everybody that listen. We appreciate the people that go back and listen on demand. We love you guys. We see you next week, and we out of here. We see y'all next week. We gone. Bye.
Everybody I like, and you're hard to resist, cause you're just my type. So I'm thinking about picking you, my lady, tonight. Don't play hard to get, let me
be in it if you with it, ma. Ain't no rush, though. We can go slow. I speed it up if you like, cause I got dope. I'm that man who can change your whole life, so stop all that front and let's go. All the way to the top of the hill. I can show you how to love, can show you how to live. So baby girl, just tell me how you feel. Then open up your eyes and see that I'm real. Real man with a vision that can dodge the collision on the highway. If you're talking money, talking my way. Cause I'm the whole dish, plus the side plate. You've been looking for love in the wrong place. You got that body I like. Body, I like.
I'm talking to Filter, Dollhouse Radio. We out.